You know how to live. What is this, Toyota Previa?
Good evening, Vancouver. It's just a little bit past 7:30 here. It is CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting too. My name's Gak. Exploding Head Movies is coming right up. But just to warn all you people that's trying to go check out Philip Glass at the Chan Center, I believe it is starting about the same time as the show right now.
We'll be right back.
There they go. In Flagrante with L'Oeuvre for with you off their 2009 album Sound Superb, featuring a compilation of their similarly titled 12-inch series. And the Brooklyn duo are big on naughty dance sounds, and the song that they sampled there is For Your Love, which I think is a bit of an anagram in their title there. And For Your Love, the version that they dealt with was performed originally by the German disco act called Chili. But the song itself was originally written by Graham Goldman, who eventually became part of 10cc, but it was originally first played by the Yardbirds in 1965, and it's gone, as you can tell, numerous cover versions. And Chili's take's also been sampled by artists like Germany's DJ Hell and Toronto's Nick Holder. And so begins this week's episode of Exploding Head Movies, your cinematically challenged program here on UBC's occasionally serious community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. I'm Gak. I'm your king of sound till 9. Phone number for the booth, 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So happy Easter. Hopefully you guys had a wonderful long weekend, as opposed to me, who worked and got wet pretty frequently there. But hopefully the high winds didn't wreck your spirits, and more importantly, your front yard. This week's Soundtrack Profile is on Marvin Hamlisch's retro-fantastic score to last year's film, The Informant. And otherwise, the usual sonic burials are in place until then, and we'll kick things off with Yesair. And they're also from Brooklyn, though they've deviated from their debut album, All Our Symbols, experimental sound somewhat on their latest, and that would be this year's Odd Blood. And aside from some recent production work for Bat for Lash's recent album, Two Sons, they've also appeared on a Simian Mobile disco track and the recent Red Hot tribute compilation called Dark Was the Night. And the band will be playing the Commodore April 21st. From Odd Blood, O-N-E, spells one. Why is that? Austin via Mexico, that's Neon Indian with Sleep Paralysis. That's a digital signal that came out through Mountain Dew's own record label called Green Label. And there was a huge billboard in Austin touting this track. And Neon Indian played several showcases in the recent South by Southwest with this increased profile. And he's done really well, and maybe you even saw him on Jimmy Fallon recently. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Coming up are a couple of shows this week for which we have ads. So coming up on April 9th are these guys from New Zealand, who we'll hear a little bit up from shortly.
CITR presents the Ruby Suns with Toro y Moi and No Gold. Friday, April 9th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Renowned for their diligent mixing and precise timing, the Ruby Suns blend Afrobeats and 80s synth pop to create a sunny indie mash with a distinct Kiwi flavor. Doors at 8 p.m., show starts at 9. Tickets available at Scratch, Red Cat, and Zulu, or online at www.ticketweb.ca. That's the Ruby Suns with Toro y Moi and No Gold, Friday, April 9th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Presented by CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah. them it's just an irrational feeling I picked up as a kid. Now when I go swimming alone or even with friends like that, we had Mount Erie when there was a group of us. I think it pulled a train. Yeah.
started off with the Ruby Suns, and I saw them play a Noonday Showcase in South By, where most of the few dozen folks there were as hungover as the New Zealand trio, propped up on complimentary vitamin water and breakfast tacos. So that song that we heard was the radio edit of Cranberry, which comes off their 2010 album, Fight Softly Through Sub Pop. And as the ad says, April 9th at the Biltmore, along with Tori Moi and No Gold's first show after a long layoff there. That will be the Ruby Suns. And as we just heard, that was Charlotte Gainsbourg with Trick Pony off her 2009 album IRM. And not long is she one of the stars from the film Antichrist. that album was produced by Beck. And along with being the daughter of legendary sleaze musician Serge Gainsbourg, who is the subject of a recent biopic called Gainsbourg, A Life Heroic. And if you can't make it to Spoon Deer Hunter on April 11th, you might as well check her out.
The Union and CITR present Charlotte Gainsbourg, Sunday, April 11th at the Vogue Theater. The performance will feature material from her celebrated new album, IRM, produced by Beck. I walk in a line. And joining Gainsbourg on the first leg of her North American tour, alt indie band AM. And the secrets of the this is an all-ages event. Doors open at 7, show starts at 8. Tickets available through Ticketmaster, at Zulu and Red Cat Records, and online at unionevents.com. Charlotte Gainsbourg and special guest AM. Sunday, April 11th at the Vogue Theater, presented by The Union and CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Somewhere between what you need,
what you know. Robots need love too.
This is Dan Mangan, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and surrounding university area. They want to be loved by robots.
down on you.
I'm out on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. You got the love I need to see me through.
Sooner or later in life, things I love you lose. You got the love I need to see me through.
You got the love, you got the love, you've got the love. You got the love, you got the love, you've got the love. You got the love, you got the love. You got the love, you got the love, you got the love.
It's free, no, no, oh, no. It's free, it's free, no, no, oh, no.
Florence and the Machine, covering the 1991 single by The Source, Uncanny Staten, and that song would be You've Got the Love, and that is the XX remix. The original version of the Florence and the Machine version appeared as a B-side to an early Florence single prior to the release of her Lungs debut, though it was later added as a bonus track on future pressings, and it was also released as a fifth single on which this remix occurs. And of course, everyone are big XX fans in South by Southwest. Not to bring that up again, people were climbing fences and doing whatever possible to catch every showcase that they played. And I'm sure if you've tried to get tickets, if you haven't already, for their April 13th show at the Commodore, along with another double letter there, JJ, XX and the JJ. I did not learn my AABBCCs. Anyways, ticket prices at that point are already at the three-digit level. You're listening to CITR Vancouver here on 101.9 FM. I'm Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies, and this next set features James Mercer from the band The Shins, and then Danger Mouse, a.k.a. Brian Burton, the producer behind the Grey Album, Gnarls Barkley, recent work with MF Doom and Damon Albarn. The first song we're going to hear comes from the Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse project called Dark Night of the Soul, which had some help from director and weather forecaster David Lynch. And this was originally released as a picture book and then a blank CD due to some legal issues with EMI. The album proper is finally coming out this summer, though at this point, most people have found it online. You could get your torrents and your fix is already been available for a year. And Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse collaborated one time before. They did a few songs together from Sparkle Horse's final studio album, and that is 2006's Dreamt for Light Years in the Belly of a Mountain. And that is the final album, sadly, due to the recent suicide of Sparkle Horse leader, singer-songwriter Mark Linkous, who committed suicide on March 6th. And from The Dark Night of the Soul, here is Danger Mouse, Sparkle Horse, and singer James Mercer with the song Insane Lullaby.
How will it turn out? Starling song, hoped it would break from the warfare in your house. To each his own. A soldier's bailing out. He curled his lips on the bow. And I don't know if the dead can talk to anyone.
James Mercer and Danger Mouse together at last as The Broken Bells. And that was the title track to their debut, known as The High Road. And Danger Mouse met Mercer at a Danish rock festival back in 2004. And after mutually appreciating each other's work, they agreed to collaborate in the future. And their schedules aligned finally late in 2008. And their debut performance at South by Southwest consterned many folks, since the band themselves played behind a screen. And I know there's a lot of comedy back and forth about what the point of it was. But hopefully, as part of their live tour, they don't do anything like that. I'm sure there's some other visuals in play. And they will be playing at the Commodore Ballroom along with the Morning Benders on May 26th here in Vancouver. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things she been seen, guess you better find your way back home.
We'll be right back.
forthcoming album, Latin. That's coming out May 11th, and that's the Toronto band with a name that you better cover your ears for, because it's not safe for radio, and that's Holy Fuck. And that song is Latin America, the lead single. And the Toronto band used to be a collective of at least about 9 members or so, but the touring version is just 4 members, and at this point, Latin was recorded with those 4 members. Coming up now is, hey, it's another band that we can't really see on the radio either, so cover those ears yet again. It's Fuck Buttons, and they are coming to the Biltmore on May 14th, and they've released a great album here called Tarot Sport, and just features that wonderful, like, powerful dirge type thing. So from Tarot Sport, here are the Fuck Buttons with Rough Steez. That's a remix of the lead single coming from their forthcoming album, Heligoland, and that's Massive Attack, featuring Hope Sandoval, and that is the Guy Barrado remix of Paradise Circus. And if you're not going to see them at Sasquatch, they are coming into town. They're playing the Malkin Bowl on May 29th. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name's Cactus of Exploding Head Movies. The Informant's soundtrack is coming up shortly, but first we're going to listen to two sort of cutesy songs here, which leads us into the sort of thematic part that composer Hamlisch provides. And this next artist went from Minnesota to Los Angeles to Chicago, and her debut for last year's Rockwell was produced by Steve Albini. This is Annie Rossi, and we're going to listen to Ecology.
You lay devastation waste, felt like in a daze for it.
A. Cummings, better known as Mantler, and that's Fresh and Fair off his forthcoming album, Monody, through Tom Ladd. And, Mantler went out of Toronto. He went to film school, and he was a record collector specializing in rare groove, but he dreamt about learning how to play the electric piano. And at that point, around 94, 95 or so, he did. And at this point, he's been able to parlay that into a nice career. I saw him in Austin, along with Jay and Matt from Toronto band Steamboat. And one of the songs they performed is a weird little jingle for Oklahoma Barbecue Restaurant, which seems a little bit of a counterproductive thing to do in Texas, but hey, it panned out and it was smooth. Coming up is The Informant, which is just as smooth. But first, if you're a friend of CITR, this is where along the drive you can use your car for discounts.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot, a salute?
Sore Throats, Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday at midnight on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Trust me, there's an art knowing how to cut the corners. Trick to living strictly by your wits. And if they call you crazy, they won't label you a crackpot when the jackpot hits. And you can trust me, there's a light at the end of every tunnel, a Sunday at the end of every week. And if you play your cards right, one win is the beginning of a winning streak. Well, you may stumble, you may fall, find your back against the wall. Go over it, around it, under it, or through it. It really doesn't matter, long as you do it. Would I steer you wrong? Trust me. There are times when you're feeling like a loser. There's no future living in the past. Stick to your intuition. You don't have to leave the trail behind you. Lady, look. Lord knows where to find you. I give you a money back guarantee. Trust me. Trust me.
In the background here, sung by Steve Tyrell, this is Marvin Hamlisch with Trust Me, one of the songs written for The Informant, and give the lube live Hamlisch's prowess. There's an instrumental version there featuring Hamlisch on the piano. So Marvin Hamlisch was a rehearsal pianist for Funny Girl in the 60s. And with that, he was able to parlay that into his first film score, which was in 1968's The Swimmer. But most of us know him for scores like The Sting, featuring the great ragtime music there. Then things like Sophie's Choice, Ordinary People. He even co-wrote a couple Bond songs as well, too, including Nobody Does It Better. And for references purposes, he also did the score for Three Men and a Baby. But the big thing for him was the score to the Woody Allen film Bananas, which Steve Soderbergh loved. And at that point, he went out and sought Hamlisch, who had not scored a film in about 13 years, and said, hey, I'm doing this story about this whistleblower with a bipolar disorder dealing with a film that became, or the book that became The Informant, starring Matt Damon as a person working in an agricultural industrial complex that leaked out secrets about price fixing. But let's listen to a few more chords by Hamlisch featuring this great sort of 70s vibe, and we'll start off with Golf.
Come on in. Trust me. T-R-U-S-T-M-E.
Thank you.
We started off with Gulf, with the sort of great little build-up sting music that you get from the car chase. Then we heard Triplets, and the weird little kazoo solo thing there, which was part of the song called The Raid, before sort of the weird mix of whimsy and sinister with Car Meeting. And in the background here with the piano, this is The Informant, all from Marvin Hamlisch's score to the film The Informant. Amongst everything else that Hamlisch has done, he also wrote the musical A Chorus Line, which debuted in 1975 to huge acclaim and went on for playing for decades. He's also a pops conductor for six orchestras throughout North America, and he is one of two people to ever win an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, a Tony, and as well as a Pulitzer Prize. And that just about wraps it up for Exploding Head Movies here. Stick around. Coming up in a few short minutes, it is Gavin Mocker with The Jazz Show. Not sure where he is yet, so we may drag our feet for a bit. Then coming up at midnight, it is Rob Previtt with Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. And if you want Spoon and Deer Hunter tickets, listen at midnight, and Rob is going to be giving them away. If you missed any of this week's episode, you can download the MP3 easily as a podcast. Just go to www.citr.ca, click on the schedule, and from there you can subscribe easily through iTunes, Feedburner, what have you. Next week, we're going to look at some Italian music from Nora Orlandi's score to the 1970 film, The Strange Vice of Mrs. Ward. And as we wrap things up here, we're going to listen to an Austrian. My name is Markus Führer, although he plays as Parov Steller. And this features a nice little jazz look as well, too. So from his 2008 album, Daylight, it's Parov Steller with Kiss Kiss. So take care. Hopefully you had a great long weekend. And hopefully the weather improves as well, too. So take care. See you in 7. We'll be right back.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up. And also, check us out on the web, CITR.ca. The time is